Manny, how are things about the injury?
Man, I'm all right. Just in here working out.
Well,
you know, same old same.
Yeah, same old same. How close are you? Are you ready to go this week? I know it must be frustrating, but getting healthier?
Yeah, we, you know, it's a day-to-day process. That's in the hands of the team doctor. So I'm just waiting on them just to let the leash off me and give me the green light. So we'll see which game that'll be that I'll be back for. But as of now, I'm just continuing to grind, prepare, as I'm ready to go, as if I'm ready to get out there and play.
Manny, what's going through your mind playing your old team, the BC Lions? Boy, you spent a lot of time here, one of the leaders in the community. Is it an emotional time for you?
No, it actually is not an emotional time for me. You know, that's part of the business and how it works. You know, you can't play anywhere forever. But the crazy thing is really not even about them. Once I parted ways, you know, it was on to the next chapter. You know, I keep in touch with a few guys that are still part of the organization, a few of the players that I still reach out to. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So, yeah, there's no animosity or bad vibes. So, you know, everything cool on my end. You know, that leadership you can tell that's not there and how things going for them soon. So I just say soon, hopefully, you know, them guys can get it together down the line and figure the thing out, man. But, you know, I'm still rooting for guys in that locker room like Burnham and folks like that. So, yeah, it's all good.
But are you surprised, Manny? A lot of people are. They're 1-4.
Nah, not surprised at all.
And is that in part because as we dissect all the changes, and we had Sullivan on yesterday talking to you, we're talking about core guys that were gone from an organization, and I don't care what sport it is or even what business it is. Do you think that's a vacancy that you can't replace right away when you have kind of pillars in the community and on the team?
Yeah, that's with any organization, any kind of business. You know, you got to have a solid foundation because if you build on something shaky, it'll soon crumble and fall. But that's just in the business of anything. You got to have that solid foundation. But, you know, great cups aren't worn on paper. And, you know, in the offseason, with the addition of things that they've done and a lot of teams across the league, you know, this is one of the most exciting free agencies that you've witnessed in a long time. But at the end of the day, the guys got to go out there and play. And it's not always about one guy. You know, football is a team sport. So I preach that a lot to the guys that's here now as we're trying to figure things out ourselves, you know. But it's just going to take us coming together as a unit and playing as a team. But, you know, nothing seems to surprise me nowadays because I've been there, done that, and seen it all.
Manny, you sent out a tweet about culture over the weekend. Does culture start in the dressing room, or does it start up higher with the general manager, the owner, or the coach? Describe culture to me.
Culture is like your house. If you're a family man, the culture in your house, you set the tone for that. What's expected, how things going to be, and how they're going to be ran. And, you know, a lot of things is just that's what it's built upon. And it starts up top and trickles its way down, but you know, culture beats scheme any day. You get a locker room of guys that's tight, that's going to play for their brother. You know, they're going to ride to the final whistle blow. But when the culture's not where it's at, you find it hard to get over adversity and those hiccups in the road tend to become roadblocks other than speed bumps. So the first thing you need to establish is that culture, and that's when you actually put the standards in holding everyone accountable. And that brings that culture. But it takes time, you know, for guys to gel, people coming from all different walks of life. But culture played the biggest role. And when you look at teams now, you can see, like, you know what, the culture over there, the energy. You look at a Montreal team, for instance, that's been at the bottom of the CFL. Them guys playing now, you see them having fun. You see them, you just tell from the body language. And that's what I mean when I speak about culture is just pretty much the body language and how you carry yourself.
Manny Arsenault joining us on the starting lineup. Manny, is that the battle you guys are having in Saskatchewan now too, with a new head coach, some new players there? Will it take time to develop that there as well?
Yeah, it's just us not shooting ourselves in the foot, man. I tell them all the time, don't be your own worst enemy. So, and that's kind of what kind of hurt us early in the year because we 2-3 plays away from being a 3-1 team. You know, so it's just us figuring it out and not hurting ourselves, man. And you know, that comes with just playing games and guys just owning up to it and just putting it behind them and coming out the next week ready to play. And, like, the goal for each week is to be 1-0. But we got a pretty good team over here. I like the guys that's in this locker room. We just got to gel and be on the same page.
Manny, you left beautiful Vancouver. You're in Saskatchewan, beautiful downtown Saskatchewan, Regina. Tell me the difference between the two.
Man, I would say just the fans, man. You know, around here in the Rider Green, man, it runs deep. And it's like they love their football out here. And it's just crazy, you know, just to be out here. I was able to enjoy the Country Thunder down in Craven. A little Chris Stapleton, all Jake Owens, all that, you know, just absorbing all the little country vibes out here. But the people, man, the fans make Regina a place to just you like to be. So, nah, that's the biggest thing because, you know, I'm all about the community. And, yeah, they welcome me with open arms out here.
Yeah, I saw you took your Manny show to Estevan, and as a guy who worked in southern Saskatchewan and Yorkton for a while, the people are phenomenal. But what about the facility, too, Manny? Because that's kind of, you know.
The facility, state of art. Heck, I come get treatment or soak up. It can be 5 or 6 o'clock at night. You know, the facilities is what you need, man. So when you're here in Saskatchewan, it's all about football. So, and that's the thing. Commit to 18, 20 weeks of football, and that's what it's all about here. The facilities, the training staff, everything it is you need is right here, and it's ran like a organization needs to be ran. So, you know, it's all on the players and taking care of their bodies. But when it comes to the facility and treatment and everything, it's first class over here. If you ever in the area and need to take a tour of it, you'll see how things are. It's nice.
Hey, Manny, thanks for this. Appreciate it. Get healthy. We hope you get the go-ahead because it'd be great to see you in this battle of back-to-back against the BC Lions.
All right. Thanks a lot, and appreciate you guys.